Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 104 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're talking about the three habits principals fighting that first few week hangover need to get through that week. Most principals forget at least one of these habits. Before we get into those habits, just wanted to let everybody know that this will be the last podcast for a while as I begin the school year. Looking to get back into it after a few months of school settling in. If you have found this entertaining, cause for reflection, educational, shoot me an email. Let me know that it meant something to you at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com, and I'll look into getting started a little bit earlier. I also might come back in a little while under a new brand, a new name, depending on what else I got going on. But for those of you that are still listening, I really appreciate you taking the time to join me in these daily reflections that are mostly based off my blogs, and then the additional opportunity that I get to have talked to some of the great educational leaders out there over the past last 9 months or so. So I really appreciate you taking the time to listen. And like I said, the school year is starting, and that first week hits you, and it simultaneously feels like it takes forever and goes by in a flash, and your body feels like it's been hit by a Mack truck because you've been walking up and down the halls. You've got a to-do list the length of a census scroll, and all the vitamins in the world haven't done their job in keeping us energized. You're a principal, and only others like us that are in this role understand that phrase, principal tired. There's nothing quite like it. The combination of mental gymnastics and physical movement in this first week is second to none. And these three habits that I'm going to talk about are a good reminder of what can help combat that first week principal's hangover. And the first one is simple, hydration. I'm sure you've heard it before, so I'm just going to reiterate it here. Make sure that you hydrate. Hydrate before you eat and drink more as you make your way down the hall. Carry a water bottle as you walk up and down the hall for the 1,000th time and get your 10,000 steps in before lunch. Make sure that you're keeping hydrated. It helps your mental function, keeps those headaches at bay, and has numerous other health benefits. It's also one of the easiest things to forget as we're running throughout the week. So at the end of the week, you're really dehydrated. If you want a further in-depth look about how water can impact your health, you can check out the blog that I wrote that ties in with this. There's a link there to Fit Day, and it goes into all the other health benefits of drinking water and staying hydrated. The second habit that you need to make sure that you're keeping up with is to have snacks. Make sure those are healthy snacks and that they're available. As our bodies wear down, we really crave the deliciousness of the fat, the sugar, and the salt. And somehow, as I'm always doing these walkthroughs, the room, the teacher with the most candy, got that candy dish. That's the classroom that I typically end up in, especially at the end of the day. You got to avoid that trap. Make it easier to get the healthy stuff. You can get a good sweet with strawberries and bananas, and you can get an excellent crunch if you like the potato chip crunch. You can get that with some carrots. Not necessarily as tasty as some Pringles, but much better for you in the long run. Nuts are good, but not as fun as chips and cookies. You'll absolutely feel a lot better by the end of the week if you're eating healthier and you actually give your body what it needs. And then my third tip is to remember that balance is the key. And this is my particular favorite, especially if I've been working really hard trying to be disciplined. And this is to take that one day and splurge. Eat all that delicious mac and cheese, greens, ham, turkey. Eat all of it that your body can hold. And then just eat a little more. Pile up your plate with some pie and other tasty treats. I'm not a trainer. I'm not a health nutritionist. I'm an educator. But I do know that after eating a day of excess, my brain and my taste bud and my stomach have had enough. And it's absolutely a lot easier for me to eat healthier the next day because I just feel like I've overdone it a little bit. So it's good to be disciplined, but it's also good to know that not to take yourself too seriously and have a snack and a treat as you like. The first week of school is a mental and physical marathon. I don't know if it's completely possible to avoid that first week principal hangover, but it's probable that we can limit it. So stay hydrated through the week, keep those healthy snacks available, and don't beat yourself up if you have one day where you just eat whatever. Sometimes eating your favorite tasty treat is better for your mental health. What are some strategies that you use to keep your sanity and your energy up that first week of school? Leave your helpful suggestions in the comments section on the corresponding blog, 3 Habits Principles Fighting the First Few Week Hangover Need. Most principals forget at least one. And that one that I usually forget is the staying hydrated. I always seem to remember the take a break and eat whatever you want one. If you found this entertaining, educational, or cause for reflection, please follow me and share this with your friends. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, you can check out my other blogs at howtobeagreatprincipal.com, where you can also order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. You can also get a monthly email that delivers the most valuable blogs as voted by readers by joining the Principal's Prep Minute, and that pops up automatically when you go to the website, and you can register right there. That way, if you enjoy reading blogs, you get them right to your email, and you don't have to scroll through Facebook to find the good content. If you're an auditory learner, you can download my podcasts, the other ones, of The Principal Entrepreneur on iTunes and Podomatic. New episodes have come out weekly. As I said at the beginning, I'll be taking a break here as school gets up and running. And I want to make sure that I get everything going right there. Again, if you have found this entertaining or helpful, shoot me an email, jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Also, let me know if you want to be a guest. And as I get settled, I really look forward to having the interviews and the conversations with other educational leaders, because it's really extremely beneficial, not only for me, but for all those others who listen to the show. Finally, I'm part of a community of other principals, and you can join our private Facebook group, The Principal Entrepreneur, on Facebook. Just type in The Principal Entrepreneur in the search bar, and our group will pop up. There is a question there. It'll ask you if you are an educational leader. Just say yes, mention what you do, and I'm happy to have you join the group. That is it for this episode 104. And like I said, I'll be taking a hiatus, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.